Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Goldar and today we're Zechus Bab Metzia Daf Ein Ches, the sixth parak Hasocher Zeumnin. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states Hasocher Zechamor L'Holicha Bahar L'Holicha Babika. If one rented a donkey to lead it on a mountain, but instead led it in a valley or the reverse, and the donkey died on the way, he's responsible. The Mishnah then says that if he brought it to a valley instead of a mountain, then he is exempt if it slipped, since it would more likely have slipped on the mountain. But if it died because of the heat, he is liable because the valley is a warmer place. The reverse is true where he brought it to a mountain instead of a valley. They want to ask why the first segment of the Mishnah holds the renter responsible without qualification, and the second segment distinguishes between slipping and dying from heat. Three cases are offered to explain the first section of the Mishnah. Number one, because it neither slipped nor reheated, the owner can say it died machmas avir, because of air to which it was unaccustomed, either of a mountain or of a valley. Number two, it died because of uvtsana, exhaustion, which he can attribute to the change of location. And number three, it was bitten by a snake, which happened because of where it was brought. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan answers that the first segment of the Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds, kol mavir al dash al ba'abayis nikra gazlan. Anyone who violates the owner's intent is considered a gazlan. Since he violated the owner's terms, he has the status of a thief and is therefore responsible even for unavoidable accidents which are not attributable to its location. The Gemara seeks a source for this position of Rabbi Meir and eventually presents a brisa in which he says, "Hanosin dinar la'ani likach lo chaluk." If one gives a dinar to a poor person to purchase a shirt for himself, well, yikach bo talis, he may not purchase a cloak with it, or vice versa. Because by doing so, he violates the owner's intent. The Gemara said perhaps the reason is because people will suspect the donor of not fulfilling his pledge if the poor person does not purchase what he was instructed, but concludes that the Bryce's words prove that Ramirez's reason is because of the deviation from the owner's instructions. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that if the animal was nasis angaria, seized for service for the king, the owner can tell the renter, Arshalchal fanecha, behold, what is yours is before you, and he does not have to give him another donkey. Rav says this is only true by angaria choseris, with the seizure for service which will be returned. But if the animal will not be returned to the renter, the owner must provide him with another donkey to use. Shmuel says that even if it will not be returned, if it was taken mederech halicha, in the direction of the renter's journey, the owner is exempt from providing with another donkey because he can rent another donkey to follow the king's troops until they find and seize another person's donkey, at which time they'll return his rental. If the donkey has been taken in a different direction, the owner must provide the renter with another donkey. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hasocher Zechamor L'Holicha Bahar B'Holicha Babika. If one rented a donkey to lead it on a mountain, but instead led it in a valley or the reverse, and the donkey died on the way, he's responsible. The Mishnah then says that if he brought it to a valley instead of a mountain, then he is exempt if it slipped, since it would more likely have slipped on the mountain. But if it died because of the heat, he is liable because the valley is a warmer place. The reverse is true where he brought it to a mountain instead of a valley. They want to ask why the first segment of the Mishnah holds the renter responsible without qualification, and the second segment distinguishes between slipping and dying from heat. Three cases are offered to explain the first section of the Mishnah. Number one, because it neither slipped nor reheated, the owner can say it died machmas avir, because of air to which it was unaccustomed, either of a mountain or of a valley. Number two, it died because of uvtsana, exhaustion, which he can attribute to the change of location. And number three, it was bitten by a snake, which happened because of where it was brought. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan answers that the first segment of the Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds, kol mavir al dash al ba'abayis nikra gazlan. Anyone who violates the owner's intent is considered a gazlan. Since he violated the owner's terms, he has the status of a thief and is therefore responsible even for unavoidable accidents which are not attributable to its location. The Gemara seeks a source for this position of Rabbi Meir and eventually presents a brisa in which he says, "Hanosin dinar la'ani likach lo chaluk." If one gives a dinar to a poor person to purchase a shirt for himself, well, yikach bo talis, he may not purchase a cloak with it, or vice versa. Because by doing so, he violates the owner's intent. The Gemara said perhaps the reason is because people will suspect the donor of not fulfilling his pledge if the poor person does not purchase what he was instructed, but concludes that the Bryce's words prove that Ramirez's reason is because of the deviation from the owner's instructions. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that if the animal was nasis angaria, seized for service for the king, the owner can tell the renter, Arshalchal fanecha, behold, what is yours is before you, and he does not have to give him another donkey. Rav says this is only true b'angaria chozeres, with the seizure for service which will be returned. But if the animal will not be returned to the renter, the owner must provide him with another donkey to use. Shmuel says that even if it will not be returned, if it was taken b'derech halicha, in the direction of the renter's journey, the owner is exempt from providing with another donkey because he can rent another donkey to follow the king's troops until they find and seize another person's donkey, at which time they'll return his rental. If the donkey has been taken in a different direction, the owner must provide the renter with another donkey. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ayin Ches, and this one was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheinwitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Ayin Ches is a child going, ugh. Ugh, so here goes. The child who went ugh when the donkey his father rented to go through the mountains died when he led it in a valley. And the owner accused his father of being a thief since he violated the owner's terms. Heard his brother go ugh when the other donkey his father rented was seized for service for the king, knowing the owner was not obliged to give his father a replacement animal. Once again, slow motion. The child who went ugh, child going ugh, that must be one daf ayin ches. The child who went ugh when the donkey his father rented to go through the mountains died when he led it in a valley, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hasochas a chamor v'alicha bahar, v'alicha babika, if one rented a donkey to lead it on a mountain, but instead led it in a valley, or the reverse, and the donkey died on the way, he's responsible. So the child went, ugh, when the donkey his father rented to go through the mountains, died when he led it in a valley, and the owner accused his father of being a thief since he violated the owner's terms, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan answers that the first segment of the Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds, Kol mavi adash al bahabais nikra gazlan, anyone who violates the owner's intent is considered a thief. Since he violated the owner's terms, he is a status of a thief, and is therefore responsible even for unavoidable accidents which are not attributable to his location. So the child who went, ugh, when the donkey his father rented to go through the mountains, died when he led it in a valley, and the owner accused his father of being a thief since he violated the owner's terms, heard his brother go, ugh, when the other donkey his father rented was seized for service for the king, knowing the owner was not obliged to give his father a replacement animal, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the animal was nasis angaria, seized for the service for the king. The owner can tell the renter, hayishol chal fanecha, behold, what is yours is before you, and he does not have to give him another donkey. Rav says this is only true b'angaria chozeres, with a seizure for service which will be returned. But if the animal will not be returned to the renter, the owner must provide him with another donkey to use. Shmuel says that even if it will not be returned, if it was taken b'derech halicha in the direction of the renter's journey, the owner is exempt from providing with another donkey because he can rent another donkey to follow the king's troops until they find and seize another person's donkey, at which time they will return his rental. So once again, the child who went, ugh, when the donkey his father rented to go through the mountains, died when he led it in a valley. And the owner accused his father of being a thief since he violated the owner's terms. Heard his brother go, ugh, when the other donkey his father rented was seized for service for the king, knowing the owner was not obliged to give his father a replacement animal. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar. Daf ein dalad. So the simon daf ein dalad is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must mourn daf ein dalad, aid. The witness who pointed out to the judges the barrels of wine that had been marked, which were selected by a buyer to be taken later, which reminds us, Rapapi said in Rava's name, Haisi Tumta Kanya, a mark put on a wine barrel selected by a purchaser to be taken later as needed affects acquisition. Rav Chaviv explains that this means to actually acquire, like any other act of kinyan. The rabbi said it's only effective that the retracting party must accept upon itself the curse of a mishapara, but the buyer does not take any ownership of the wine. So the witness who pointed out to the judges the barrels of wine that had been marked, which were selected by a buyer to be taken later, was astonished when he saw someone make an advance purchase of produce without a mark of price, when the seller had unprocessed produce lacking two processes before completion. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis taught that one may make an advance purchase of produce even without a mark of price, if the seller has produce, even if it's unprocessed. Rav says, Mechusar Shtayim Posik, if the unprocessed produce is lacking two processes before its completion, he may make an advance purchase on its basis because it's considered like he has the produce. Shalosh ain't a posik, but if it's lacking three processes, he may not make an advance purchase on its basis, since it's so far removed from completion, it's not like having the goods in stock. Shmuel distinguishes whether the processes are Bidei Adam or Bidei Shamayim. So the witness who pointed out to the judges the barrels of wine that had been marked, which were selected by a buyer to be taken later, was astonished when he saw someone make an advance purchase of produce without a mark of price, when the seller had unprocessed produce lacking two processes before completion, who stipulate to the seller that he wants the better price if the price decreases, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis stated, Uposukimo Kashar Gavoa, a buyer of an advanced purchase who wants to protect himself against price decreases may stipulate with the seller for the better price, requiring the seller to deliver goods at the later price if it decreases. Rav Yehuda said that the buyer may retract if it decreases, even if he never made a stipulation. Daf Ayin Hei, so the Siman Daf Ayin Hei is an Amma Arts. So here goes. The Amma Arts, that must be more in Daf Ayin Hei. The Amma'arz, who borrowed a saw of wheat and promised to pay back a saw that was locked in a storehouse when he found the gold key, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one cannot tell his fellow, Halveni Kor Chitin, lend me a core of wheat, Vani Etenol Chalagorin, and I'll give you back a core at the threshing season. This is a case of saw besaw, and rabbinically prohibited, because the produce may increase in price before the repayment. One may say, lend me a core of wheat until my son comes to access my wheat, or until I find the key. Since the borrower has wheat, albeit temporarily inaccessible, it's considered as if the lender acquires it now, and its subsequent increase in value is not ribbis. Hill prohibits even in this case, but the halacha follows the Tanakama. So the Amars who borrowed a saw of wheat and promised to pay back a saw that was locked in the storehouse when he found the gold key, didn't realize his Amar's son had given the key away to someone as a gift, as ribbis mukdemis, to get a loan. Which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rambam Gamliel says, Yesh ribbis mukdemis, there is advance interest, Yesh ribbis mucheris, and there's subsequent interest. He explains that if one sends someone a gift and says, this is what you should lend me, this is a case of advance interest. If one borrowed from someone, and after repaying the loan, sent him a gift and said, this gift is because of your money, which is idle with me, this is a case of subsequent interest. Rabbi Shimon says, Yesh ribbis dvarim, there is verbal interest without a financial benefit. So the Amars who borrowed a saw of wheat and promised they'd be back a saw that was locked in a storehouse when he found the gold key, didn't realize his Amar's son had given the key away to someone as a gift, as ribbis mukdemis, to get a loan, after he foolishly transgressed and lent money to someone without aiding, who later denied his claim. Which reminds us, Rav said, Kol mi sheyesh lo moz, whoever has money and lends it out without aiding, transgresses lifnei iver lo titen mikshel, do not put a stumbling block before a blind person by enabling the borrower to falsely deny the loan. Rish Lakish says, Gorm Kalala Latzma, he causes a curse to be uttered against himself. People assume the borrower is truthfully denying the loan and curse the lender for falsely accusing him. Daf Ein Vav, so the Siman Daf Ein Vav is an IV, intravenous. So here goes. It was a tough day for the hospital manager, who tried to deceive a male nurse by offering him 3 zuz to administer an IV. IV? That must be more in Daf Ein Vav. It was a tough day for the hospital manager, who tried to deceive a male nurse by offering him 3 zuz to administer an IV, when his boss said to pay 4. Which reminds us, the 6th parak begins, Hasokher se umnim, if one hires craftsmen, vihitu ze, and they deceive each other, ein lehem ze al taromus, they have nothing but complaints against one another, but no monetary claim. Since the Mishnah does not say chazru, they reneged, expressing the traction of one party, but they deceived one another, it implies one worker deceiving another, meaning the employer instructed someone to hire workers for him, and that person misled them about their pay rate. So it was a tough day for the hospital manager, who tried to deceive a male nurse by offering him 3 zuz to administer an IV, when his boss said to pay 4. And he responded, I agree to the offer, as the employer said, which reminds us, if an employer told the hiring worker to offer 3 zuz, and he told the workers they would receive 4, and they responded, Kamosha Amar Bahabais, we agreed to the offer as the employer said, their intent certainly was to agree to the higher rate of 4. They were asked, if the employer told the hiring worker to offer 4, and he offered them 3, and they responded, Kamosha Amar Bahabais, how is this interpreted? Are they saying we trust you that the employer said this, in which case they're only entitled to the 3 they agreed to, or do we say Adibur de Bahabais Kasamki? They are relying on the word of the employer, and they are saying that they do not trust the hiring worker's offer, and insist on the employer's actual offer, so they would receive the 4 he offered. So it was a tough day for the hospital manager, who tried to deceive a male nurse by offering him 3 zuz to administer an IV, when his boss said to pay 4. And he responded, I agreed to the offer, as the employer said. And then he had to pay a donkey driver who came to pick up a box of medical supplies for the entire day as a poa bato, when he had forgotten to organize any to deliver. Which reminds us, Abraisa teaches that although workers have only complaints against an employer who reneges, this is only if you renege before the workers travel to their job. But if hired donkey drivers hired for the day went to the arranged location and did not find grain to deliver for him, or workers hired to hoe his field went and found the field damp and work could not be done, he must pay them for the entire day, adjusted to the rate of a poel batel. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Siman Daf Ein Zayin is an Az, a goat. So here goes. The workers who arrived to draw water and irrigate the field where goats were grazing, goats, that must be more in Daf Ein Zayin, Az. The workers who arrived to draw water and irrigate the field where goats were grazing, who were not paid at all when rain fell, and irrigate the field, which reminds us, Rava said that if one hires workers to draw water and irrigate his field, and rain watered the field before they could, psed the polim, it's the workers' loss, and they're not paid at all because they were aware that rain would make the irrigation unnecessary. If instead the river overflowed into the field and watered it, psaded the Baal HaBayis, it's the employer's loss, since he knew that the river occasionally waters his field, but the workers did not. He pays them kapoa batel, like an idle worker. So the workers who arrived to draw water and irrigate the field where goats were grazing, who were not paid at all when rain fell and irrigate the field, overheard someone who made partial payment on the goat breeder's field renege on the sale, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Ein Vav Amud Aleph stated, and anyone who reneges has the lower hand. Abrais explains that it refers to one who sold the field for 1,000 zuz, and the buyer paid 200 zuz, and one party retracted. If the seller retracts, the buyer has the upper hand and can choose to demand his money back or land equal in value to the amount paid, which must be from Edis, superior land. If the buyer retracts, the seller has the upper hand and may return the buyer's money or give land equal to the amount paid and may give Ziburis, inferior land. So the workers who arrived to draw water and irrigate the field where goats were grazing, who were not paid at all when rain fell, and irrigate the field, overheard someone who made partial payment on the goat breeder's field renege on the sale, and told the seller that he should have written a shtar converting the remaining balance into a debt, which reminds us, in the brisa just mentioned, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, we instruct them to ensure that they will not be able to retract by writing a shtar converting the remaining balance into a debt. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that one who lends money without aiding transgresses? Lifnei iver lo titen mikshol. That's on Duff. Ein hey. Good number 2. Which of the one Ramir holds called Mavriel Das Shel Baal HaBayis Nikra Gazlan? Anyone who violates the owner's intent is considered a Gazlan. That's on Duff. Ein Ches. Good number 3. Which step to discuss a Shliach's liability for failing to purchase wine during the season while the price is low? That's on Duff. Ein Gimel. Good number 4. Which of the one that we instruct in the case of a partial sale of land to ensure that the people will not be able to retract to write a shtar converting the remaining balance into a debt? That's on Duff. Ein Zayin. Good number 5. Which of the discuss one who rented a donkey to lead it on a mountain but led it in a valley and it died? That's on Duff. Ein Ches. Good number 6. Which stuff to discuss the prohibition of Basa? That's on Duff. Ein hey. Good number 7. Which stuff do you make if one can even collect the principal in a shtar that Ribbis was written in? That's on Duff. Ein Beis. Good number 8. Which stuff do we discuss reneging on a land sale after partial payment? That's on Duff. Ein Zayin. Good number 9. Which stuff do we discuss the case of Angaria where a rented animal seized for the king's service will not be returned? That's on Duff. Ein Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss the case where workers were hired to draw water for a field, which then became unnecessary or impossible? That's on Duff. Ein Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.